3, 2, 1, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery, beginning America's new journey to the Moon, Mars, and beyond. And the vehicle has cleared the towers.
It was the launch NASA officials had hoped for. After months of delays and 2.5 years after the Columbia disaster, Discovery, with 7 astronauts on board, cleared the launch tower and roared into space. There has been no shuttle mission since Columbia disintegrated while re-entering the Earth's atmosphere in February 2003. Launch director Mike Limebach says he believes NASA has recovered from the disaster.
Really, for the whole team, we've come almost full circle. We have a 12-day mission ahead of us and a landing, and then we can claim we've come full circle.
NASA officials say from their vantage point, the launch went flawlessly, with only one temperature sensor out of hundreds on board the vehicle showing any irregularities. A fuel sensor that displayed erratic readings, which led to the postponement of Discovery's launch on July 13th, showed no anomalies. But video images show some debris falling away as the shuttle roared into orbit. Deputy Shuttle Program Manager Wayne Hale says it is too early to say whether the debris will pose a problem to the shuttle's mission, but he says if there is a problem, it will be discovered during a routine inspection of the shuttle's thermal protection system.
And if there is something there, you know, we will get back with you. I've got to tell you, too, that we're going to do a very thorough inspection of the orbiter thermal protection system in the next 2 days, first with the boom sensor system tomorrow, and then with the rotation pitch maneuver and the pictures from the International Space Station on the following day. So we are going to know, without a doubt, the status of the thermal protection system before the Discovery crew comes home.
It was a 3-kilogram piece of insulation that fell off Columbia's external fuel tank and struck the shuttle's left wing. It caused a crack, which allowed hot gases to enter Columbia and destroy the shuttle when it re-entered Earth's atmosphere. A panel that examined the disaster faulted NASA for what it described as a lax safety attitude at the agency. More than 2 years later, NASA says it has carried out extensive engineering and safety procedure modifications to make the shuttle safer. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin says the more than 2 years worth of effort leading up to the launch were difficult, but certainly worth the effort.
The power and the majesty of the launch, of course, but also the competence and the professionalism, the sheer gall, the pluckiness, the grittiness of this team that pulled this program out of the depths of despair 2.5 years ago and made it fly.
Administrator Griffin cautioned that even amid the euphoria of the launch, everyone involved should remember that space flight remains inherently dangerous. The mission, he says, will not be over until Discovery lands safely. During their 12 days in space, Discovery's astronauts, under the command of Eileen Collins, will deliver supplies to the International Space Station and perform a variety of tasks to test new techniques and procedures aimed at making the shuttle safer to fly. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Cape Canaveral.